This is the headline. Vegan jogger in Berkeley, California. Okay? So where can I go from here without a safety net and not fall flat on my face? So I'm going to tell you the story. So the vegan jogger has complained to her HOA, the neighborhood committee, that the residents in the neighborhood need to close their windows when they cook meat because it is offensive to her while she jogs through the neighborhood. I'm not making this up. This is a real story. Berkeley, California, vegan jogger complains to the neighborhood committee that people in the neighborhood need to close their windows when they cook meat to not bother her when she's jogging because the smell of cooking flesh is offensive to her. Huh. What do you know? The phone's ringing. I'm shocked. Big 102.1. So let's just say that Sally the jogger is your neighbor, and Sally is running by, and then she complains because of the aroma of the smell of meat coming from your home when you're cooking because your window is open. What would you do?
I would ask her to run in a gas mask.
would you say it offends me when you run by my house? You know what I mean? Like, it's, what's the limit to this deal? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Millennials, maybe?
I don't know. I get in trouble because, see, as soon as I say something like that, then I get called a boomer. And technically, I'm a Gen Xer, but nobody really cares anymore. What's your name?
Jason.
Jason, appreciate the call. So, yeah, run in a gas mask. If you don't like the smell, put a clothespin on your nose. I mean, it's just, what is the limit of personal space, safe space, crossing lines? Like, I mean, I read stories like this. I'm like, I hate the smell of cheese. We all know, anybody that listens to the show knows I don't like cheese. When Baraka's was open, the food was great, but I had to take it to go because I couldn't handle the smell because it smelled like a big old block of cheese in there. I just couldn't handle it. But did I ask them to put the cheese outside while I ate? No. I mean, it was just the way it was. You got a comment for us?
Yeah, I'd throw a block party barbecue.
Well, it sounds like that's what the neighbors are talking about. Now, again, this is Berkeley, California, where everybody's pretty much on the vegan jogger's side in the way they live their lives. But some of her neighbors have said that's exactly what they're going to do. That when they're going to try to figure out when she's jogging and fire up the barbecue pits when she's running by. So, anyway, what's your name?
Andy, man.
Appreciate the call. Thanks so much. So just, I mean, you read a story and again, like, whatever. I mean, I'm happy for her if she doesn't eat meat and it makes her feel good. And there's nothing. I mean, that's great. But when you start crossing lines of, well, you can't do that in your own home. And if you do, you have to close the window because what you do in your home on your property bothers me when I'm out here running past your property. Like, there's a line somewhere in there where it's like, maybe you just don't ask. You don't go to the HOA. You take a different path or you join a health club where you can jog inside. I don't know. I don't really know what the answer is, but I know that the fact that it was asked as a question or presented to the board is probably the most bothersome part.